This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
We want to talk today about the Pew Research Center's 2013 State of the News Media report. And Mike, this is kind of a gloomy report, isn't it? It seems like people are starting to turn away from some of their traditional news sources. Nearly one in three say they have stopped turning to a particular news outlet because it no longer provides the news they were accustomed to getting. And it seems like a lot of the blame goes to staff cutbacks.
Yeah, it's I suppose it's just a natural sort of outcome of the cutbacks that have gone on in the industry, that so many people are frustrated with what I guess they regard as a lack of news from formerly trusted sources. I wonder if that has mainly to do with people moving away from the traditional places they used to get their news and finding new ones in their place that they're substituting new sources for the old ones. Because the way it kind of reads is it seems like a lot of people are just giving up on getting news in general, but they've got to be getting it from someplace still. And so I wonder if maybe the traditional outlets are dying off or losing their readership, viewership, what have you, and new places are acquiring those.
Yeah,
lost
well, some
readers
of,
and viewers.
Some of those new places might be aggregators, such as the Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm.
And so then who is producing this news?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't the Huffington Post sort of turn to traditional media to get a lot of the stuff it was posting?
Yeah, it did. So.
And Google, Yahoo News.
Right.
You know.
All of those places are, as you say, aggregators of news. They get it from various places. So the wires, I will say that a lot of the stuff I see on Yahoo and Huffington Post, you know, they have AP, you know, the normal news wire kind of bylines, sort of. They'll credit they're getting them from the wires and stuff, but, you know.
Well, I look at one local example. I've been a subscriber to the Peoria paper for a long time, the Journal Star, which has been long been a great regional newspaper. And I've just watched over the years, the past 5 years, the effects of cutbacks. It was sold to a chain, to Gatehouse Media, and it's been a victim of the economy just like other newspapers, and the staff has shrunk, the news hole has shrunk. They no longer have a Macomb correspondent or Macomb News, as we've talked about, and I threaten to drop my subscription all the time. And so I think that's going on all across the country. People are just looking for local news, or they're just not satisfied with especially with newspapers as they shrink.
And it really has been probably within the last 5 years with the PJ Star, you know, first dropping the Macomb correspondent and Gatehouse acquiring all these regional newspapers. And in a way, it makes sense. Why have a Macomb correspondent when you have a Macomb newspaper? If you need Macomb News for the PJ Star and you're both owned by the same company, you can just take the news out of the McDonough County Voice and put it in the PJ Star. But another way of looking at that is that's one less set of eyes looking at things. That's one fewer reporter out on the street working the court system or working out in the community covering stories, and you have to wonder what's being missed as a result.
And that's what's depressing about this whole study, and it's not just newspapers but also local TV news that's suffering. And you know, do you just look at the big picture, what's happening to the fourth estate, the watchdog role of the press, and what's that going to mean for democracy? That's what I worry about.
Yeah, and that is certainly a way of looking at it. This report found that on local television, audiences were down in every key time slot in 2012. News stories have shrunk in length. And compared with 2005, coverage of government has been cut in half. So you talk about the impact on democracy. People who rely on local television for their government coverage are getting a lot less of it. Meanwhile, 40% of the content on news TV newscast is sports, weather, and traffic, which, I mean, Those are all important in a certain regard, but 40% of the newscast, certainly there must be something more interesting, more important going on out there. Again, part of this could be due to staff cutbacks, and it's just tougher with a smaller and smaller staff. And I know, as you know, Mike, TV production to produce a story takes a long time. It's just getting more difficult to cover things.
Yeah. It's pretty much understood that it's, you know, a decent little news package that maybe runs, 90 seconds or so is going to take about maybe 90 minutes to edit together and write the in and out for it, you know, and all that kind of thing. So, it's a time-consuming thing. And, you know, not to forget that in commercial TV, of course, you know, the news hole is further cut down by commercial content, which has to be in there, as well as the sports and the weather and the traffic and all that kind of thing. So it's really gotten very grim, you know, for television news especially, I think.
Well, and as this report points out, this simply creates, and we've talked about this in the past too, this creates growing opportunities for newsmakers. We're talking about, politicians, companies, and others to take their message directly to the public. Now, you can say that's great, that's an unfiltered message, but it's also allowing them to put their spin on even the most negative of stories.
There's a whole section of this report devoted to the coverage of the 2012 presidential campaign, and they said that, quote, reporters increasingly acted as megaphones instead of investigators because the, they did a content analysis of the coverage, and they found that more stories were just reporting verbatim what the candidates were said. And also in that campaign, you had with the social media and computers, the candidates can just get their message out directly instead of going through the press. And so you're having political stories that aren't being vetted by journalists, more political stories.
And eventual voters relying on that as their source of information. Mm-hmm. And our friend Bill Knight has always pointed out, you're supposed to be a reporter, not a stenographer. But it sounds like that's what more and more reporting has become, is just repeating everything verbatim and not really doing any digging or fact-checking.
Yeah, it reminds me. Well, I know people are going to say, oh, there goes Mike talking about historical stuff again. But, you know, this is what happened in the beginning of the Third Reich also, you know. I mean, journalists were supposed to just say, this is what, you know, the Führer said, you know, and don't do any kind of interpretation at all. And so, you know, I don't want to say that we're heading for that, but certainly, you know, it's chipping away at the old watchdog function of the news media for sure.
Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.